Thank you, Dr. Nelson, for your kind introduction. However, I'm not such a great person as he has just described. Dr. Nelson has a special talent in making ordinary people like me sound interesting. I know that I do not deserve to receive this honor, so I declined a few times. Many colleagues and friends persuaded me, and so here I stand before you all today. I lag in many ways. I do not even have the academic background to deserve this honor. However, it is because of North Korea that I find myself in this position. I think people have become interested in who I am because I now have the dubious honor of being the longest detained foreigner in North Korean prison. However, in the same way that I believe that not one sparrow falls to the ground without God's knowledge, I know this is not coincidence. I never imagined that I would be detained in North Korea. It was so sudden and unexpected, very much like the caging of a bird in mid-flight. For months, while I was under investigation, I endured very extreme verbal abuse, which affected me both psychologically and physically, so much so that my small intestine was damaged. For 1 month, I was in pain and I could not eat. During the winter months, I almost died because of the fumes from the coal gas and could not sleep properly for a month. At one point, the verbal abuse from the guard was so extreme that my body physically deteriorated and I was afflicted with dysentery for 3 months. Yet because of the Lord's grace, I was able to endure through this near-death moment, and I stand here before you today. For 2 years, 6 months, and 9 days, I was isolated and lived in loneliness and struggle. For 919 days, I ate 2,757 meals alone, fighting against my own loneliness and anxiety. I spent 130 Sundays alone, worshiping alone, longing for a church community. In the first 2 months that I was imprisoned, I lost 23 kilograms. My fingers became unfunctional. My toes were frostbitten, and I was unable to use my arms properly. However, by God's grace, I was admitted into the hospital and was able to rest for 2 months and recover. This happened 3 times. In the almost 3 years that I was there. The Bible verse that helped me endure this time is from Job chapter 23, verse 10. But I know the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come out like gold. In a vision, the Lord clearly revealed to me my refined state. As time continued to pass by, I also learned that much of faith is waiting. Waiting on God is waiting and trusting in His timing. Abraham, Joseph, David, Paul, all such people lived lives of waiting on His timing. When God's timing arrived for me to be released, despite the fact that it seemed an impossible time for everyone to help me, it was that impossible moment when I was released. No one can adequately explain my release. It was only by God's sovereignty. During the time I was imprisoned, I received many blessings. I was able to commit to memory the content of 700 biblical lectures. It was the most valuable time of training. And during my time in labor, I learned that labor is also prayer. I received a vision to establish a total mission training center to raise up and send out million missionaries. I received a vision to start the seniors GTS movement. GTS means the 60s golden age, 70s twilight age, 80s silver age. I also received a vision about the South Korea Control Tower that dreams of the unification of Korea, a vision about Christian education, a vision about building a place where the citizens can pray. He gave many, many visions. And when God's timing came, I was released. Through the Canada government, God sent two planes and the delegation of 14 people. And just like a dream, I journeyed home to Canada and was reunited with my family and my church. Today, I envy you young leaders. You have endless possibility, truly infinite opportunity, privilege, and glory wait. Should trouble come your way, do not be dismayed and seize the opportunity to wait. Then in due time, you will be used effectively as a refined and shining servant of God. Canada is a nation that is abundantly blessed. You must share this blessing with the rest of the world. May God bless every one of you. May the Lord bless your work, the precious path of your calling in victory by faith. Thank you.